The Air Force is investing in its cybersecurity priorities. It has a particular interest in cyberspace deception. The Air Force has given a company called Galois, along with Tufts University, a $750,000 grant to develop a deception program dubbed Prattle. Federal News Radio's reporter Scott Massioni asked Adam Wick, research lead at Galois, about Prattle and what it can do for the Air Force.
Honeypots are sort of a classic cyber deception technique, and we've used techniques like honeypots before. We have a product called CyberChaff that is sort of like a honeypot. The work we're doing in Prattle is actually a little bit different. So the work we're doing in Prattle is to generate information that you can see off the wire. So if you're an adversary and you've broken in, right, and you've gotten a foothold on someone's network, one of the first things you're going to do is sit and listen to the traffic that's going across that network for two reasons. One, you might see someone sending a document across the wire that's unencrypted, and that might be an interesting document that you want to read, or email across the wire or something like that. But the other thing is that just by looking at where traffic is going, you can tell interesting things about where the interesting servers are, for example, and where you might want to attack next. So the goal with Prattle is to sort of provide fake information to the adversary to direct them towards servers that actually aren't very important or are traps, or to provide them with documents that are false, that are made up, or even just provide them with documents that might be real but old and are watermarked so you can track where they go over time.
And we know that the Air Force is really interested in cyber and cybersecurity. In fact, the Defense Department as a whole is very interested in that. But what's the kind of exact interest that the Air Force in particular has in this program? And do they have a certain kind of area that they want to use it for?
So my understanding is that the Air Force has a couple reasons to be interested in this. One is that there are many sort of Air Force networks that are short-term networks. Basically, they're set up for a mission, the mission executes, and then they shut down the network and move it away. And in those cases, having tools which delay adversaries is extremely effective. If we can delay an adversary for, half an hour, 45 minutes, but the network's only going to be up for 25 or 30, then we've protected the network just through delay. So I know that that's one interest of theirs. I know that they also have an interest in trying to sort of flush out APTs and people doing bad things on the wire. And so I know another use case that was very interesting to them was this idea of seeding the network with honey data, with this false material that you could later use to either misdirect the adversary or detect where leaks happen. So one example of we talked about when we were doing our proposal was we could set up documents that are generated as the network runs, and these would be tagged with basically where they're sent over the wire so that if you detect that document later outside, you could detect outside your sort of security perimeter, you could figure out where your leak was.
In the broader sense of things, you know, in the second phase of this for year two, it looks like you're going to be using some big data techniques and trying to figure out what these patterns you actually see mean. So what can this mean for the broader military itself or even the everyday person when it comes to cybersecurity?
One of the problems with generating traffic is different companies use different protocols, or they use their protocols differently. And so if you have access to the right statistical equipment, you can figure out, you know, what's going on to some extent. So we're trying to use some machine learning and big data techniques to be able to try to automatically infer information about the protocols that companies are using. And this is going to help us generate traffic that is more realistic, more like what they already generate. And even to the point of being able to infer interesting things about proprietary protocols where the actual protocol specification has been lost. And so I think there's a couple interesting things in that. One is just purely this deception play and being able to generate traffic. I think there's also a very interesting play, though, in terms of software maintenance and in terms of long-term software use. It's astonishing how many protocols and pieces of software that companies are using that are very, very old, for which there may be no support still available or no documentation on actually how they work. So some of what we're hoping to do is be able to build tools to help people to automatically discover facts about the protocols they're using. And this could be useful in a number of ways, right? Once you understand what the protocol is and how it transmits, you can build, you know, custom firewalls, custom filters to make sure that you're getting good information and not just, you know, random stuff.
Right.
So I think that's probably the most applicable commercial non-deception use of the technology that we're using, is this sort of figuring out old protocols that we don't understand anymore so that we can build filters to protect older systems.
Is this something that the Air Force can keep using year and year after year after year to keep collecting data, or is it only something that kind of works one time and then you kind of have to change it a little bit so that hackers don't get around it?
I'm actually hoping this is going to be a weird answer, but both. So on the one hand, I don't think this is a technology that you use once and then is worthless after that. I think you can continue using it. Clearly, more sensitive, more aggressive attackers will eventually learn over time ways to distinguish the traffic we're generating against real traffic, at which point we'll have to update Prattle to be more effective to sort of to not have those signatures anymore. So on the one hand, I don't want to give the impression that it's sort of a you use it once and then you've ruined the surprise forever. I really do think this is a tool that you just keep running. But I do expect it will also be, you know, a continuation of this cat and mouse game between attackers and defenders on the cyber frontier. I will say, if I'm making attackers spend their time developing tools to figure out my cyber deception techniques, that's time they're not taking developing flaws in other people's software. And so I'm going to count that a victory. But I do expect this cat and mouse game to happen.
That's Adam Wick, research lead at Galois, discussing the cyber deception program known as Prattle. Find more coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.